عز وجل، نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، نشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، praise be to Allah, the Lord of the world. We seek Him for assistance. We put our trust in Him. We bear witness that none deserves this except one alone. And we bear witness that Muhammad is His servant and His messenger. We pray the peace and the blessings be upon Muhammad, upon his descendants, upon his companions, the righteous all. Amen. Allah Most High, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, says in His book, the Quran, that God is the one who gave every creature its form, its creation, and thereafter its guidance. The Ladi, Ata, Kulli Shay'in, Khalaqahu, Thumma Hada. Again, God Most High, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, says in His book, the Quran, the Quran, كل يعمل على شاكلته. Everyone acts according to his own disposition. Muhammad the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he has said that deen mu'amala, religion is a behavior. And God says to us that we should promote that is good and resist that is bad. We should promote that is good and resist that is bad. And this is the main obligation on the Muslim community, to promote that is good and to resist that is bad. And the Muslim must understand that as we have fundamental principles for our Islamic life, those fundamentals should be carried on to every quarter, to every activity of our lives. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Dinu al-Islamu ala khamsin." The religion has been structured upon five essentials. They are La ilaha illallah, that there is only but one God, and Muhammad is His messenger, Muhammad is Rasulullah. And he makes the salat. Five times prayer, so he makes the salat. And to fast the month of Ramadan, storm of Ramadan, and to give him zakat, and to make the Hajj, then that we are able to embody and with the expenses to do the Hajj, we have to do the Hajj, and it is expected that Muslim will at least make one Hajj in his lifetime. However, we shouldn't think that the religion is structured upon five essentials, but we can structure our lives as we please. If the religion is structured upon five essentials, these are the very essentials upon which our lives should be structured. Our individual lives have to be founded upon these principles also. And if we engage in business, we cannot engage in business, though the business that we have may have its own discipline, has its own principles, its own philosophies. The principles of our religion override all other ideologies and all other philosophies. So we construct our business in accordance with our Islamic guidance. And we should suspect that if we are involved in politics, the situation that we are in may call for a certain political orientation, a certain political philosophy. But as Muslims, we have to see that particular involvement we have does not conflict with Islamic basic principles or the essentials of our religion. So no matter where we are, whether we are in an Islamic country or in a non-Muslim country, a minority in a non-Muslim country, we must always follow what is essential of Islam, our religion, and must seek to always support whatever we are doing, first with Islamic guidance and the Sunnah of the Prophet. If we do that, then we will grow as an Islamic people, no matter whether we are in an Islamic country or state of our life and Islamic growth, or if we are in a country that does not hold our Islamic growth. If we insist upon having our lives conform to what God has revealed and to what Muhammad has left us with, then with God's protection and His blessing, we can realize constant, steady growth as Muslims, no matter what our situation may be. And if we are denied or persecuted severely, then God will open a way for us. For God has said, for those who say that they have no way to practice our religion, He said, "Did you know my oath is spacious?" So if we could explain a situation that is extreme and extreme, and we don't have the opportunity to practice our religion, as a last alternative, we can seek a better situation for our religious life. But at any rate, the Muslim is never to sacrifice Quran and Sunnah from his life, or Quran and the life of Muhammad from his own life. We have to live Quran, and we have to follow the example of Muhammad the Prophet, peace and the blessing be upon him. We are not left alone to live this religion privately either. Muslims, as you know, and I'm speaking to all of us who are in America and Washington, D.C. here on this campus, we are not left as some people in other religions to live the religion privately. We cannot live the religion privately because God has also obligated us to put the emphasis on the community life. We have private Islam, I have my Islam, you have your Islam, this is our private Islam. But we have al-Islam. And God says that He has preserved for us al-Islam, al-Islamity. And we cannot live that privately. We come together in Jum'ah, and we make the Jum'ah together, congregation says, and it's that we have accommodations for it, and we should work as Americans, indigenous American Muslims here, we should be working hard to accommodate this need for our newcomers from Islamic lands abroad and also for ourselves, mainly for ourselves, so that we have an accommodation for five daily prayers. So we come together as a group and make the group prayer, the congregational prayer, the family prayer together. We have this obligation to be an ummah. God says that you are the best ummah. That you are the best ummah brought out for the good of all people, brought out for the good of the mass, the humanity at large. God says to us that this is your community, one united community. Ummatan wahida. When He says, "And I am your Lord, wa ana rabbukum fa'abuduni," and I am your Lord, therefore worship me. So we have to be a community that we conscious of ourselves as a community. And I believe that Muhammad, the last prophet, he is the prophet that God gave that great mission to, of establishing the religion, its practice, and establishing it as a community. Well, we know that there were communities before, but we haven't seen any community with a complete religious life that touches upon every aspect of the life of the individual and the community, as does our religion, and require the people to live it outwardly, not secretly, but to live it outwardly, and to live it, have the whole life come under its discipline. We have not seen that in other religions. Some religions, they say just to believe is good enough, and what you do after that is your own business. This is not Islam, this is not our religion. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was asked by one fellow who said, "Tell me, O Messenger of God, something that only you can tell me." And the Prophet gave him something so simple, but yet so profound in its implications and its implications. He said, "Qul, amantu thumma istaqim." He said, "So, I believe in God, and thereafter, be upright." We have in some religions, they say, just say you believe, and that's enough. We say, oh, you just say you believe. Say, I believe in the Lord, and that's enough. But for Muslims, that's not enough. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمِنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Except that you believe, and you have good works. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمِنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, قُلْ آمَنْتُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. So, I trust God, I believe in God, and there has to be a prayer. So it's not necessary. God said, he will not accept that. You think he will accept you upon saying you believe, and you have not been tried. You have not had work. You have to have work. So we have to have work as an individual. I should have work in my private life, because we live with taqwa. Your conscience always is what God has required of us, what we're obligated to do, what God has obligated us to do. So we have taqwa, we live with taqwa all the time. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said a Muslim should live as though he's seeing God, but if he's not seeing God, know for sure, God is seeing him. So, this is the teachings of the Prophet. We have these obligations as individuals. We also have the obligation as a community. We should live it in our family life. Family life is neglected in the Western society, especially by Western people, people who are traditionally Western. Very neglected. It's a great serious problem for the American people, for Western society. It can affect us too. In fact, many of our people are newly converted from Western lifestyle, from Christian orientation and Western lifestyle. And many times it's not the strong Christian orientation, it's the weak ones, the very negligent Christian life. And they are converted from that, and they have not learned enough of this religion to practice this religion and to live it as they should. So for that reason, the homes remain weak, the family structure is poor, the role of the father not to be found, the role of the mother is not to be found. There is not the healthy relationship between the parents and the children and the spouses. So it makes for a real serious problem. You should feel obligated to work hard, to learn Quran, to learn the Sunnah, to learn some authentic sources, the scholarly works of Muslims in Iraq and also Muslims of this country. You have done excellent work on the social life in the Muslim and Muslim religion of Islam, or family life in the religion of Islam. There are good books. You should get these books, and we should apply Islamic teaching to our family life, so that we build a healthy family life, a strong family life, that will enable us to be stable members of the society. Because Islamic life, if you practice it for your family, believe me, brothers, it will make your family stronger, even economically. But most of all, we want to be stronger spiritually. We want to be stronger in our desire to please our Lord, Allah, to live this religion and follow Muhammad the Prophet. But in doing that, you will also get the benefit of a strong household. You will find your mother, except the better youth, you'll find your mother growing. You'll find that you have a spirit to work. You'll be more invested. the religion has come to aid us in every quarter of our life. It has come to strengthen us in every quarter of our life. It has come to give us whatever we need as a vehicle and a strength and progress for the whole life, and we should understand that it applies. We cannot apply it if we don't have the knowledge about the study, make it ethical study. It is not enough to come to a Jumma once a week, or go to see an Imam once on Sunday or Wednesday, or hear him talk and go back home. That's not enough. We are obligated to build the religion. We are obligated to establish the religion. And the first place is in your heart, the next place is in your responsibility. If you're responsible for a family, that's where you should be doing it, in your home. Don't take the right from the right, though. But in this religion, we see the woman as the first teacher. And in her house, she is like the supervisor there. And the husband is her support. Though he is the leader, he is her support. She stays back and let her guide the children, let her protect the life of the children, and let her take care of the household needs. And he just lends his strong support to her. And if she needs Islamic support, then you should make sure that she has Islamic literature, proper Islamic literature to read, so that she will know how to impart that to her children. And if you do this, you'll find God blessing us more. You'll find our life getting stronger, our life improving. God gave every creature his form and thereafter his guidance. We believe in the deen of fitra, that this deen is the deen of fitra. We believe that a man is inherent value that God created him with, and also a nature, a dynamic nature, that if we will just respond to God and live with the aim that is in his own nature, surely nature will bring us down when we don't follow the best, when we don't follow the best. But as long as we follow the best, we seek the best, we seek excellence, nature is there to help us, to support us in our aspirations for higher life and greater things. And that's what we should understand. In our religion, we don't see nature as something that is a handicap, a burden on man. We see nature as a support to man. Nature is a support to man, nature is a support to society. And nothing can come of good to us unless it be in accord with the best that God has already put in nature. It is already implicit in nature. It is already there in nature. God has intended that it come out and establish man upon that is natural. Muslims are not to give themselves to a fanaticism, a superstition, an extreme. Certainly we have our imaginations, and I'm sure the certain people will contribute a lot to the world because of their unique kind of vision and unique kind of aspiration. But be careful you don't give yourself too much to superstition, because this religion is against that kind of unreality, giving yourself to too much superstition. And be around the people, like many of the people I've just met, believe I will meet, and some I've just met on this campus, who, in spite of their special skills, they are also very serious about respecting the sacred matters of their religion and promoting the sacred cause of their religion. They are engineers, they are biochemists, they are in different fields, but they are still working hard for the dawah. They are working hard to teach Islamic life as it should be. They are working hard as protectors, supporters for their brothers in this religion. Their concern goes probably in the campus. It goes all the way to Chicago. Their concern, how is Imam Rashidi Muhammad doing in Chicago? And how is the Masjid doing there under Imam Rashidi Muhammad? They're also concerned to know what is happening in other immigrant Muslim communities, the Pakistanis and others, the Palestinians. We've had just a few minutes, and all of these concerns have come out in just a few minutes with our brother. So this is how we all have to be. We have to understand that we are one ummah and wahida. And no matter where we are located on this earth, we have to have the kind of Islamic sensitivity that causes us to be connected as brethrens with all Muslims on this planet. No matter where we are, in Afghanistan or Palestine or wherever, or in the Pacific Islands, we are all brothers of one Ummah, one community. And that we should work hard to establish the Ummah, the life of the Ummah, in our own small confines, so that it be a compliment to the other Muslims when they see it. Oh, they feel good about it. So this is Muslim. And they feel good about it, because if you do something inferior, it's going to affect those who will witness that, who come from other places. When you share this concern for the whole Ummah, it works as a force in our life to improve our performance everywhere. And I wish that more of us in America could share that even more, that oneness of the Ummah, so that we perform with an awareness that there are Muslims all over this planet, and if we do something inferior or something incorrect, it will affect them, not only us, but it will affect them. Our image here affects the image of the whole, and likewise the image abroad, that there will be abroad, affects us here. So we have to live as one community, and let's try under all trying circumstances to be the best. So God says, and do the best. Be the best. Follow the best thereof. And the prophet was asked about the burden on the way, and he said, do as much of it as you can. So, God doesn't burden us, any of us, except with that capacity. إِلَّا وِسْعَهَا. He does not burden any soul, إِلَّا وِسْعَهَا, except with its capacity. So God knows your capacity, and He won't burden any of us too much according to the Word of God in the Quran. He's not going to burden us too much. إِلَّا مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. And surely with difficulty, facing the difficulty, facing the challenge, with burden ease. إِلَّا مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. So let us just remember these things and try to follow the religion in the best way we possibly can, and never be satisfied with poor performance. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also said, the Muslim is one if he does an amalan, either wa'amal amalan, if he does an amalan, he seeks to perfect it. If he does a work, he seeks to perfect that work. So all of us, if we want to follow the Muhammad, the Prophet, the great Prophet in that, then we will not be satisfied with any poor performance. So we seek God's guidance and ask His forgiveness and pray His blessings and peace upon the Ummah. And we pray that He extend blessings to all of His people. Amen. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا افرح علينا صبرا وثبت اقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. We Muslims, we seek God's guidance and His forgiveness for our sins. We pray His blessings upon the Ummah. We pray that He give assistance from His graces to the immigrant Muslims, to the students who come in this part of the world, to increase their knowledge and to gain science, the knowledge of science, technology, whatever, so that they will be a better contribution than their own Ummah. We pray that God bless them to be successful in their academic pursuits and to be successful as temporary residents here in America. And we pray God's blessings upon the immigrant Muslims who have made it their business to establish themselves here in this country, that He bless them with success and peace here in this country, and that He bring all of us closer together so we can work for the good, for the common good of the Muslim society at large, so we can work to promote and advance this religion in this part of the world where it's badly needed, and where there is an invitation to us to give the dawah, to preach our religion. Many of us who come to this country, we perhaps think that there is not an invitation to the Muslim to preach his religion in this country. There is. In this country, there is the freedom of religion, and President Madison is on record for saying that he recognized the Muslim world and the religion of Islam. And I sat in the presence of a recent president myself, and he said to the gathering of Muslims, who are immigrants and many of us in indigenous Muslims from this country, he said to all of us, he said that we recognize the great stand of religion. He said Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. And they're obligated by the Constitution and the religious tradition regarding freedom of religion here in this country to give us our rights too, to live our religion here, to preach our religion here. In this country, there's a freedom of expression, there's freedom of religion, and we should take advantage of it. Don't be afraid to invite people. You may find that maybe in these ungodly quarters may be the best opportunities for advancing the dawah. So let us understand that, and don't be afraid to preach your religion if you want to be a da'i, a caller to the faith. If you desire to be a da'i, a caller to the faith, don't be afraid to do that in this country, because the laws of this country protect that right for you, just as it protects that right for Jews and Christians or any other. I would love to see the day when we have an Islamic community with a mosque, not all mixed up. I think we have to get away from that idea. America has sensitized us to think that, you know, when the story of things are right, you have to have all people doing everything together. You have to have blacks and whites going to church together, blacks and whites voting together, blacks and whites eating together, blacks and whites sleeping together, blacks and whites having children together. That's not necessarily so. In fact, our religion does not promote the obliteration of ethnic identity. It encourages us to appreciate ethnic identity. For God has made us class, tribes, and families. And in Al-Islam, our religion was carried by the great early teachers of this religion into Africa. They didn't seek to destroy the character of the African people, but they sought to give the African people opportunity to learn the religion of Al-Islam, so that the religion of Islam would purge their culture of things that were bad for their life, but not the problem of their culture. This is not a religion that goes in and undermines the culture of ethnic groups or people, but it is a complement and a support for their ethnicity. So Muslims who are black, don't try to change them now and be white or be Arab or be Pakistani or something else. Stay what you are. God wants you to stay what you are. But be Muslim. Be Muslim. And correct your life with the knowledge of Al-Islam. But don't think your life has to be changed. Now you have to become a different man, or you have to be blended in so you're just no man at all. No, we want to be our own man. We want to have our own ethnicity. We want to be able to go among other ethnic groups of Muslims and feel as one with them, but not feel a need to become their ethnicity or their ethnic identity. No. No. And we should seek and lead wives from our own community. The Prophet, according to the Hadith, the Prophet, he said, marry from your own locale. Not that you can't marry from outside of your locale, you can. But it is better that you marry from your own locale, because most likely you get somebody that understands you, grew up with you. Muslims really marry people close to them, traditional Muslims. They marry people close to them, people that they know. And there is the exception that when they go outside and they've selected a bride for the young man, distant from him, because of something special in that God, et cetera, and also this person, maybe it would be a nice arrangement. But the rule is to marry from around the world. So let us, as the indigenous Muslims here in America, let us build upon what was destroyed. When we were brought to this country and made slaves, our ethnicity was destroyed. Now with Al-Islam, we can build again a healthy African, indigenous African-American ethnicity. Let us build it, and let us support with all our heart and spirit the dignity of every ethnic group in Al-Islam. The Pakistani, no matter who he is, let us appreciate him for our youth, and let us identify with him as brothers and sisters, and let us value his own identity and his own ethnicity. This will be Islam. This is Islam we want. And don't let nobody tell you that you have to take on the desert dress. This is be from the brother of coming. Be careful. You take your own identity, but be a good Muslim. And these were teachings about Islam and the sin of the prophet, the life of the prophet. Use that to purge your life, to purge your culture. To make your identity ethnicity what it should be. I would like to see Islamic influence art among the indigenous African Americans, influence this culture, the feeling, and everything, that we become more Islamic in our whole life. We have a great job here to do, and we can do it, but we have to do it in the right spirit. Let us pray for peace, peace for the Muslims all over this world, Muslims who are oppressed. Oppressed in Palestine, oppressed in the Middle East, oppressed in many quarters of this earth. Let us pray for peace for them, and that God strengthen their Islam, and unite the bond of the Muslim, and put the Quran, the Word of God, and the life of the Prophet before other aspirations and other commitments. For the Muslim is nationalistic, but sometimes we can become so very nationalistic. We need first things, and we don't want to leave first things. I wish that one day peace would come in the Middle East. We have to pray for peace in the Middle East. Peace for those who have been put out of their homes, that they be permitted, waiting their chance for them to have their national life, and their freedom, and their rights. So we pray for God that this will come true. We pray God that we will be somehow an instrument in this country one day for bringing political pressure on the country itself so that better treatment will come to Muslims in other parts of the world where this country, where our country, has influence or power. Amen. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد.